Some musicians have a zest for happy excitement. This fellow has few, if any, quiet, moody moments. His trombone playing is an honest reflection of himself. Frank Rossellino.
And welcome back to 91.9 WNTI. This is Just Jazz. I'm your host, Bob Brunonis. And this is our weekly feature segment, Just Jazz Presents. Tonight, Just Jazz Presents trombonist Frank Rossellino. And got started with, well, a little excerpt from a piece that Stan Kenton put together when Rossellino was a member of his orchestra, introducing the various members of the band. This is an orchestra, the Frank Rossellino excerpt from September of 1952. And from that same month and year, Frank Rossellino himself, a recording made in Detroit, his hometown, with Barry Harris on piano, Billy Crist on the bass, and Stan Levy drums, Mean to Me. Frank Rossellino was born, as I said before, in Detroit, Michigan, on August 20th, 1926. He died under very tragic and inexplicable circumstances on November 26th, 1978. Rossellino started on guitar at the age of 10. He also played accordion as a youth. Switched to trombone, or took up trombone, I guess we should say, in high school. In the 1940s, after the war, he worked in numerous big bands between 1946 and 51, including Gene Krupa from 1948 to 49, where he got his first acclaim. Joined Stan Kenton in 1952, stayed with Kenton until 54. And by the mid-1950s, Frank settled in the L.A. area and became a very, very important member of the West Coast studio scene. From the 1950s to the 70s, he performed on countless movie soundtracks, including The Man with the Golden Arm, The Sweet Smell of Success, I Want to Live, Hotel, The Hot Rock, and numerous TV shows as well. Steve Allen, Merv Griffin, and countless recordings backing singers like Dinah Washington, Billy Eckstine, Frank Sinatra, many, many dates with Quincy Jones and so many other great arrangers, as well as continuing to pursue a career as a jazz soloist. Let's hear a couple of Frank Rusolino's early features with the Canton Orchestra from 1952 and 53. First, a tune composed and arranged by Bill Russo as a feature for Frank, which is why it's called Frank Speaking. And here you have a great indication of Rusolino's amazing range on the trombone, his technical facility, and his stream of consciousness improvisational style. Basically, it seems that whatever idea pops into Rusolino's head, he's able to execute it and get it out of his horn. Just one incredible idea after another, after another, after another. We're going to follow Frank Speaking with the Duke Ellington standard, I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good, also arranged for the Canton Band and Frank Rusolino, by Bill Russo. Frank Rusolino featured with Stan Kent and his orchestra here on 91.9 WNTI. 91.9 WNTI with the amazing Frank Rossellino as a featured member of Stan Kenton's orchestra in 1952 with Frank Speaking, arranged and composed by Bill Russo from 1953, I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good, composed by Duke Ellington, arranged by Bill Russo. And as I said before, when Rossellino left Kenton, he pursued a career as a studio regular in Hollywood, a first call studio musician, as well as a jazz soloist and recording artist. Here are a couple of tracks from 1954 from one of his dates as a leader. First, we're going to hear the Latin American standard Besame Mucho. And then we're going to hear a tune that brings out the other aspect of Frank Rossellino's talent, his gift for singing. I think that he was quite a remarkable singer, one of the very finest we've ever had in jazz. Also brings out his great gift for entertainment, because Frank was a brilliant artist, but also a very, very witty and clever entertainer. Well, you see what I mean when you hear his special version of Pennies from Heaven. Frank Rossellino on 91.9 WNTI.
Every time it rains pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is topside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. Now if you want the things you love, you must have showers. Now when you hear a thunder, baby, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and for me. It rains matzahs and meatballs.
Oh.
Don't you know each cloud contains Now when you hear a thunder, baby, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and for me.
91.9 WNTI with Frank Rosalino from 1954. First, Bésame Mucho, arranged by Bill Holman for Sam Noto trumpet, Charlie Mariano, alto saxophone, Claude Williamson on the piano, Curtis Counts on the bass, and Stan Levy on the drums. And from that same date, Pennies from Heaven, Frank Rosalino, trombone and vocal. And you can hear his vocal style is an exact replica of his trombone playing. I mean, he just transfers everything he does on the horn into his voice. A really crazy and typically Rosalino version of Pennies from Heaven. In 1956, Frank Rosalino recorded one of those classic trombone albums that every trombone player has to have and has played and worn out and gotten new copies of. And then when it came out on CD and you can only get it in Japan, we spent all our money on eBay trying to get a copy of this for, I don't know, under $25 if we could. But it is an essential record and is called simply and effectively I Play Trombone. This is one of the best tracks from that album. Frank's beautiful version of the ballad Flamingo on 91.9 WNTI.
Thank you.
91.9 WNTI with two more classic Frank Rosolino tracks here on Just Jazz Presents. Frank Rosolino with your host, Bob Bernotis. First, from 1956, a track from the classic I Play Trombone album, Flamingo, with Frank's beautiful cup mute sound, supported by Sonny Clark on piano, Wilfred Middlebrooks on the bass, and Stan Levy on the drums. And then from 1959, a record date with Les Brown and, yes, his band of renown. Les went into the studio with the band and some excellent arrangements and brought in a number of guest soloists on various tracks. On this track, Frank Rosolino. The tune was composed and arranged by Bill Holman, and you can hear how wonderfully Frank works with Holman's arrangement. It's titled Pizza Boy. Pizza Boy with Frank Rosolino and Les Brown. Thank you. 91.9 WNTI with Frank Rossellino and his version of Stardust. In that ballad tempo that he preferred, not really a slow ballad, sort of a medium walking ballad tempo. From 1958, from the album Free for All. Victor Feldman on piano, Leroy Vinegar was on the bass, and on drums, well, a musician I've mentioned his name quite a few times during this hour, a frequent collaborator of Frank Rossellino's, Stan Levy. In 1961, Frank Rossellino made an album for Frank Sinatra's Reprise label, and it's basically a vocal album. All the tracks feature his singing and his playing more or less as an interlude, and he uses a cup mute on all the tracks in his trombone, which is kind of unique and unusual. It's an album that's a whole lot of fun. One of those records, again, that trombone players like to have just because, well, we've got to have everything by Frank, you know? He's such an important, influential modern jazz trombonist, certainly one of the three or four, maybe five, most important of all modern jazz trombonists. But again, this is from 1961, from the vocal album, Turn Me Loose. Again, a good sample of Rossellino's infectious sense of humor. Please don't bug me. The voice of Frank Rossellino on 91.9 WNTI.
Please don't bug me. Leave me alone and go on home. Yes, please don't bug me. And don't try to call me on the telephone. I don't need you. Pack up your things and let me be. And please don't bug me. 'Cause you never were the one for me. I made the mistake when I said I do. I thought that I would always be in love with you. But somehow or other things have turned around. And I think it's best if you just leave town. So please don't bug me. You go your way and I'll go my way. There's a door. And please don't bug me no more. Me, leave me alone and go on home. Yes, please don't bug me and don't try to call me on the telephone. I don't need you. Now pack up your things and let me be. And please don't bug me, 'cause you never were the one for me. I made the mistake when I said I do. I thought that I would always be in love with you. But somehow or other things have turned around. And I think it's best if you just leave town. So please don't bug me. You go your way and I'll go my way. There's a door and please don't bug me no more. So please, please, please don't bug me no more.
Yeah, it's the voice of Frank Rossellino on 91.9 WNTI. We're presenting Frank's music here on Just Jazz Presents, special feature of the Just Jazz program with me, your host, Bob Bernotis. Please Don't Bug Me from 1961, from the vocal album that Frank did for the Reprise label, Turn Me Loose. Well, now I'm going to play the track that I think really pulls it all together for Rossellino. If you had to make a list, or if I had to make a list, I guess, of the greatest trombone solos of all time, this would certainly be on that list. Might even be, well, maybe the greatest modern jazz trombone solo of all time. A remarkable accomplishment. It was recorded in 1973 in Holland and not released until, well, almost two decades, I guess, after Rossellino's death. Sort of an unknown recording with the Louis Van Dyke Trio. Almost 13 and a half minutes of remarkable trombone playing. All those qualities I mentioned earlier. Range, technical facility, amazing ability to execute ideas, great wit and humor, They're all present in this astounding version of All the Things You Are by the great Frank Rossellino on 91.9 WNTI.
Thank you.
91.9 WNTI with Frank Rossellino at his very best, which happens to be jazz trombone playing at its very best as well. From 1973, his astounding treatment of All the Things You Are with the Louis van Dijk Trio, recorded in Holland, and not released until 1996, some 18 years after Frank's tragic death. I have one more recording for you here on Just Jazz Presents Frank Rossellino. Recorded in June of 1978, just 5 months before his death. Frank Rossellino, on a recording date at Dante's in Los Angeles with Bobby Knight's Great American Trombone Company. It's Here's That Rainy Day. Thank you.